Christ is risen, hallelujah. At the 5:30 Mass last night, five boys and girls, the last of a group of more than 150, received their first Holy Communion. And some of you know, outside in the narthex, there's banners there with one side with all of our confirmation candidates, the other side with our first Holy Communion candidates. And over the last 2 months, many, many people coming to visit our parish, either for the first communions or for baptism, wedding, or funeral. They're always amazed to see how many boys and girls we have making the sacraments. So if you haven't seen the banners, please go out and check them on the way out today, because they're coming down this week with the Easter season closed. Some of you, I know, are already aware that priests and deacons, monks and religious women, and an increasing number of Catholic lay people commit themselves to saying the Divine Office, also called the Liturgy of the Hours, each day. There's a beginning prayer, a morning prayer, midday, evening, and night prayer. It's kind of like the five times that our Muslim brothers and sisters stopped the day to pray to Mecca. But on Thursday morning, the Ascension Holy Day, the Office of Readings had a quote from Pope St. Leo I in 450 AD. Now imagine for a moment that something that you or I say, people are going to remember 1,500 years from now. Not likely, huh? So Pope Leo said this. He said, "Our Redeemer's visible presence has now passed into the sacraments. Our Redeemer's visible presence has now passed into the sacraments." What's he talking about? Jesus, the Son of God in the flesh, his visible presence. See, with Peter, Andrew, James, and John, all those characters we heard in the upper room in the first reading, they had an opportunity to meet Jesus, shake hands with him, eat with him, talk with him, watch him work. They had an abiding sense of Jesus is with us in an immediate present way. The Pope suggested that that same kind of presence of Jesus is now available to us through the sacraments we celebrate. That when Jesus is ascended to the right hand of the Father, as we celebrate on Thursday, he didn't abandon us. In fact, he made two promises to us. First, Jesus said, "I will be with you always until the end of the world." And Jesus keeps that promise of being present to us in and through the sacraments that we celebrate, particularly the Eucharist we celebrate here. Jesus made a second promise. "I will send you the Holy Spirit who will guide you day to day to you to come and join me in eternal life with God." And next Sunday at Pentecost, we're celebrating that gift of the Spirit again because Jesus keeps his promises. When Jesus in the flesh is ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father, he doesn't abandon us. Through baptism and reconciliation and Eucharist and confirmation, through all of our sacraments, Jesus remains present, as if that same access that the first generation of disciples had gets extended through history for 2,000 years so that you and I can meet Jesus, recognize his presence, fall in love with Jesus, and build a deep relationship with him. The sacraments are our access point to have that abiding presence of Christ in our lives like those first generation disciples. Otherwise, we got chipped. So, when you come here week after week to pray the Eucharist, when we celebrate as we do in this Easter season, confirmation and reconciliation and first Holy Communion for our young people, remember that this is the way Jesus is present to us. He is present to us. Now you and I need to be present to him.